G'day gamers, this is your host Luke Hepburn and I'm back with a summary of the latest video game news from the land down under. Today is Thursday the 14th of October, let's get started. Like many, I have given the Battlefield 2042 beta a bit of a test run this week. I'm not sure what you think about the game thus far, but I have struggled to enjoy it and I think it's the increased game speed and lack of casual ability to enjoy the vehicles like I did in the old games. It's just not doing it for me right now. I think the frustration of crossplay and private parties is also having a negative effect on these franchises. It's after all a beta and things can be tweaked, so let's see what happens. DICE, the creators of Battlefield 2042, have a final game mode to show off this week, and there's a reveal trailer on Friday the 15th at 2 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. The game mode to be revealed is called Hazard Zone. DICE have been super tight-lipped on this, but many rumours around the internet have suggested it's likely a permadeath mode, which may resemble Warzone Battle Royale. I guess we won't know until the reveal, so keep an eye out for that one if you're a fan of the genre. It's Halloween, and limited-timed events have been announced for many games. Today, Ubisoft have announced that the Frightful Doctor's Curse is coming to Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege Year 4. It's out now and will be here till November 2nd for all players. The event brings back the popular Monster Hunt game mode in a spooky environment where monsters hunt monsters who have to try and stay alive. The map has a haunted house and everything like that. Those who play in the event can get a Doctor's Curse game pack for free. Other games rumoured to have Halloween-themed events are Destiny 2, Overwatch, and I've heard Call of Duty maybe. I'm sure many of our favourite games will celebrate Halloween in their own way. Call of Duty cheaters beware. Activision have sent out an email to all of their Warzone players, and I quote, "Dear cheaters, we love games, it's our passion, we're honoured to make games for the greatest fans in the world. We don't always get it right, but we're committed to doing our best. Cheating ruins the fun for everyone. No one likes a cheater. Our goal is to deliver a fun and fair game experience for our developers, for our fans, and most importantly, for Call of Duty players everywhere. Cheaters aren't welcome. There's no tolerance for cheaters, and soon you'll know what we mean. Call of Duty." End quote. If they have found a way to ban more cheaters, then I'm all for it. It surely sounds like they're about to drop another ban hammer. Mortal Kombat is nearing their 30-year anniversary, which means we can all look forward to something cool next year, surely. Leading up to that milestone, Ed Boon, co-creator of Mortal Kombat, has jumped on Twitter to share a video from 30 years ago of how they came up with that iconic "get over here" spear move, and also share how they reused images across animations to save money. It's a nostalgic video showing some of the characters filming and how the move just came up in a filming motion. Jump on Twitter, look for Ed Boon's account and check it out. I'm sure more tweets about next year's anniversary surprises are incoming, so you might want to follow him too. Back 4 Blood released yesterday. If you haven't heard of this game, then you have possibly heard of Left 4 Dead, and you can clearly see the influence. All I can say is it's a 4-player zombie survival game, which uses a system of corruption cards to provide your player with build options to get through the many levels. Cards are unlocked through leveling and come in the way of offense, defense, support type cards, allowing you to build characters with combinations that you find most fun and suits the level that you're taking on. Metacritic have it sitting at an early 79 with reviews just starting to come in. And there seems to be a criticism that the game is somewhat broken in the single player, but, you know, it's got an awesome multiplayer component. Perhaps if you like going alone, you might want to wait till they patch it. If you want to smash zombie brains with three of your mates, then it might be the game for you. Good news for Xbox gamers especially, you get the game as part of your Xbox Game Pass subscription, and it's Series X and S enhanced. So happy times for a Xbox gamer, right? Inspired by popularity of Battle Royale modes, Ubisoft's Ghost Recon is trying to bring the franchise to a much wider audience as part of their 20th anniversary celebrations. The reaction hasn't been good, with fans believing that it follows in the footsteps of Warzone and Fortnite as a Battle Royale game, despite the developer never mentioning typical elements such as shrinking maps. Many online comments suggest that the game should have instead been called Tom Clancy's Frontline to preserve the Ghost Recon franchise. In the first mode announced, Exhibition, 100 players will load up in teams and work their way through the map collecting intel, with the end goal being extraction. With extraction, however, the opposing teams are alerted and will do anything to stop you and effectively steal your extraction. It's hard to guess right now how this works, but it sort of appears as if the teams that extract first get a higher score. So you don't know, you don't really want to be the last extracting team, perhaps. Wildlands and many of the very early Ghost Recon games were so good, and fans have been voicing their wants for a new PvE or co-op PvE tactical game, so they were a little disappointed. It's hard to say how it'll turn out, but there was a sense of arcade mode on display with first-person views, reviving teammates, tactical classes. Saying that, it had some new things like being able to interrogate a downed enemy to discover the location of their teammates, and drone hacking. The good news is it fits in with that whole free-to-play category, so at least we can all get to validate our thoughts and see how it goes. With the game being built by a new team, fans like myself are hoping that a further Ghost Recon announcement is just around the corner in readiness for their 20th anniversary. Well, that's it for today. I shall leave you with this. If you like what you hear, please subscribe, like, or give me a thumbs up. I appreciate your time as always. Take care and see you tomorrow.